couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?
All right, Celtics fans, we are back with another episode of Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. I'm your host, Guy DiPlacido, and these Celtics fall to the Denver Nuggets 115-109, drop back-to-back games for just the second time this season, first time since November against Minnesota and Philly. This was a very, very frustrating game. One, hurts even more that it's a 10 o'clock game, but two, this was absolutely a game that the Celtics could have won if Jason Tatum was at, I don't know, 60% of his normal self. With that being said, going to dive into today's game, same as usual, run through play of the game, run through some of the highs, some of the lows. And unfortunately, this is going to be one of those games where there's more negative than there is positive. But to get things started, there's really only one person you can give player of the game to, and that's Jaylen Brown. Truly incredible basketball from him. Only negative you can say from today's game, as far as Jaylen Brown is concerned, is the free throws. Talk about that, 7 of 14 from the line. However, Jaylen Brown went out, scored a season-high 41 points, had a team-high 13 rebounds, with six of them being offensive. Six offensive rebounds in this game. Super active. Four assists and three steals. Led the team with three steals as well. So really just overall unbelievable game from Jaylen Brown. And as good as he was on offense, and the dude was good. As good as he was, he had a couple of monster plays on the defensive end down the stretch. Had a huge steal late in this game that led to a wide-open Jason Tatum corner three, wide-open, that would have given the Celtics a one-point lead with about 40 seconds left. Jason Tatum bricked it. So Jaylen Brown offensively put the team on his back. It was just monster quarter after monster quarter after monster quarter. He only had seven in the first, but had 15 in that second quarter, added another 12 in the third, and then another seven in the fourth quarter, right? So Jaylen Brown, unbelievable game tonight, put the team on his back. If he'd played regular Jaylen Brown game, 26-plus points, whatever, the Celtics get absolutely blown out. Jaylen Brown was the only reason that the Celtics were remotely close in this game. Really good overall game on both sides of the ball. This wasn't strictly Jaylen Brown going out and scoring 41 and destroying teams on the offensive side. He D'd up the entire game. Like, full-on unbelievable basketball game from Jaylen Brown. Give the guy some credit. And it started with him getting a bogus technical foul called on him early in this game. Tony Brothers, like, almost immediately in this game, first 4 minutes, he gets teed up for not even complaining. He clapped and he got teed up. First 4 minutes of the game, and he was fired up after that. Fired up. And it showed. Again, 41-point performance from him. Really impressive. The one other guy that was really solid throughout the majority of the night is Kristaps Porzingis. There are two guys on the Celtics tonight that had positive plus minuses, and it was Kristaps Porzingis and Jaylen Brown, both of which also were the best players in this game. Porzingis did take advantage of a couple mismatches here and there, but overall, I mean, he got into the post. He finished 24 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, a block. Overall, solid game. Efficiency-wise, not the same Kristaps Porzingis we've seen for a lot of this year. Just 9 of 23 from the field, 3 of 10 from 3. So, again, efficiency-wise, not quite there, right? But the stats are there. The counting stats are there. And the impact, the eye test is there. Defensively, couple big plays. I will say this, defending Jokic, not Porzingis' strong suit. I don't really know that it's anybody's strong suit. Kristaps Porzingis, Nikola Jokic is unbelievable. Like, true best player in the NBA. And honestly, I don't even think it's close. And I've been saying that for a while. This isn't a one-game judgment, right? Like, there's a reason he's won the MVP as many times as he has. He is absolutely ridiculous at every facet of the game. You want him to post up? He can do that. You want him to make an unbelievable backdoor cut pass? He can do that. You want him to stretch the floor, hit a three? He can do that. Like, Jokic is just an absolute beast. And Porzingis did struggle defending him. There were times in this game that Porzingis defensively had other matchups and defended well. It just wasn't against Jokic. But again, that's a tough battle for pretty much anybody out there. But outside of that, it's hard to talk through a lot of positives in this game. Jrue Holiday, I'll give him some credit. Honestly, didn't really have a great game. However, hit two huge threes in the fourth quarter. Like, huge, huge threes. Big three to make it 109-106 with a minute and a half left. And then a huge step back three right after that, next possession, to make it a 111-109 with a minute four. And that's really the three that gave the Celtics the option there. Jaylen Brown gets a steal the next play. Jason Tatum, wide open corner three, missed it. All right, but Jrue Holiday was the one that got that game within reach with his threes, back-to-back threes in the fourth. Again, did struggle. This wasn't a great game from him, but that sequence alone for him was good. But honestly, that's about it. There's really not a lot that you can talk about as far as positives go in this game. You know, the Celtics drew up a good play at the end. Derek White inbounds it, gets to Porzingis, gets the three, pretty open three, just missed it. Jason Tatum missed a corner three earlier too. Like, the Celtics had the shots. They created the shots. They just weren't hitting at the same pace that they're typically hitting. So overall, tough, right? Not a lot of positives. Jaylen Brown, huge positive. Porzingis, pretty big positive. Outside of that, not seeing a whole lot here. I will say, as far as the team stats are concerned, offensive rebounding, huge strong suit. Obviously, it helps when you have Jaylen Brown going out, getting six by himself. We did have all 13 offensive rebounds to the team. So the Celtics really did a good job on the glass. We out-rebounded them in general, 47-45, but the offensive rebounds were really the piece to this game that kept the Celtics in it for a large majority of it. So outside of that, though, got to move into some of the negatives. Before we dive into the negatives, though, I want to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. If you're looking to buy or sell in the near future, meet Deb Burke, your trusted realtor at Compass Real Estate, serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. With a passion for finding dream homes, Deb is committed to making your real estate journey a breeze. Whether you're buying or selling, Deb's got your back. Reach out today at 978-930-4621 or email deb.burke@compass.com to start your next chapter. Let's turn your real estate dreams into reality. Are you tired of insurance options that leave you feeling lost in the dark? Look no further than Joe Lyman of Brightway Insurance. Joe goes above and beyond to find the perfect coverage for you. So whether it's homeowners, renters, car, commercial, or even pet insurance, Joe will make sure you're protected where and when it matters most. Contact Joe at joe.lyman@brightwayinsurance.com today and let him brighten your path to peace of mind. So whether you're driving, working out, or just relaxing, make sure to check out Joe Lyman at Brightway Insurance. Brightway Insurance, your beacon in the world of insurance. Hey, Boston Celtics fans, are you ready to experience the thrill of an epic game at the TD Garden? Look no further than SeatGeek, your go-to source for the best Celtics tickets in town. With SeatGeek, finding the perfect seats to catch all the Celtics action has never been easier. From courtside to the nosebleeds, they've got it all, and they've got it at the best prices. Plus, they even rate every deal on a scale of 1 to 10 to help you find the best value. But here's the deal. When you use the special promo code VSN, you'll get an exclusive discount. So why pay more when you can use VSN and save on your Boston Celtics tickets? All right, so want to dive into some of the negatives here, and it's hard to start anywhere but Jason Tatum. I already kind of talked about the fact that he blew a wide-open corner three, giving the Celtics the opportunity for a one-point advantage late in this game. But if you look at the rest of his game, it was just sloppy through and through. Had 15 points in this one. Did have 8 assists. Give the guy some credit there. The rest of his game, horrible. Absolutely horrible. He only took 13 shots in this one. Doesn't seem like a lot. That's because he turned the ball over 5 times. So the times that he did have the ball in his hands, horrible possessions. And honestly, there was a play late in this game too, after Jaylen Brown had a steal. Jason Tatum, that same play that I'm talking about where he bricked the corner three, he tried to throw a horrible pass to Jaylen Brown. It looked like he was trying to throw an alley-oop to him. It was nowhere even remotely near him. It was nowhere close. Jaylen Brown, fortunately, instead of trying to throw up the alley-oop, just went up and grabbed the ball, and he ended up swinging it over to Holiday, and it ended up back in Tatum's hands. But we had a 3-on-2 transition opportunity, and Jason Tatum just puked it up. Horrible pass to JB, and then he bricked the three on top of it. So, and that's not even a turnover. He had 5 turnovers in this game as well. Like, it was a really just poor executed game from Jason Tatum in this one. Which is just unfortunate. You know, he was 5 of 13 from the field. Not great. 2 of 5 from 3. Not bad, I guess. But the rest of the game was just so sloppy for him. The Celtics didn't really turn the ball over a ton. We only had 12 turnovers on the night. That number's not horrible, right? But we gave up 16 points off of those. So all of those turnovers were live ball turnovers, and it led to easy buckets on the other end for the Nuggets. Like, those are the ones that hurt, right? All of those live ball turnovers, that is where the Celtics are going to lose games. It's where every team is going to lose games. Jason Tatum, huge, huge piece in that tonight. But outside of Tatum, honestly, he didn't really get a whole lot from many people. Drew Holiday, I talked about him as well. Like, he did have 2 massive threes late in this game. Outside of that, he didn't do a whole lot. Him and Derek White, for that matter. Derek White ended the game 7 points. Did have 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Did have his nightly block. But defensively, honestly, I wish they were better. I thought Jamal Murray got to a lot of spots. I thought he created a lot of opportunities for the Celtics team. And part of that, give Murray and Jokic a ton of credit here. They run one of the most efficient pick and rolls in the NBA. It's really hard to defend because both of them can hit a multitude of shots, but both of them are excellent passers, Jokic being the better of the two. Jokic had 32 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists in this game, as well as 10 of 10 from the free throw line. Like, when I say Jokic is the best player in the NBA and I don't think it's close, like, I really don't think it's close. This is just another, like, all-time performance from Jokic in a big game. Right? Obviously, it's just a regular season game in March. Some people are going to wave this off, and that's fine. Like, I'm not going to put too much stock into it. I don't think that the Celtics are all of a sudden not title contenders because of this game. I still think that they're probably the favorites by almost every analyst, frankly. But Jokic is just so damn good. He's so good. He can do everything. And the tandem with him and Murray is tough. It's tough to defend. But there were points in this game where you want a little bit more from Derek White and Drew Holiday, especially on the defensive end. I think it just felt like Jamal Murray was getting to whatever spot he wanted. And it led to some easy buckets for this Nuggets team. But frankly, there's not a lot you can say. I think the Nuggets have their identity. They know exactly who they are. They're going to play through Jokic. They're going to continuously cut, and I think they did a good job of that. I think tonight, defensively, there were certainly points in this game where Celtics defenders just ball-watched a little bit and let guys slide behind them on backdoor cuts, and this is not a team that you can do that against, because if you have Jokic at the top of the key with the ball in his hands, he's going to make that pass every time. Jokic is not someone that is going to force anything, but he is unbelievable vision and is an unbelievable passer. And you saw a lot of Aaron Gordon's points, Porter Jr.'s points, Coming off of backdoor cuts, easy buckets, right? This is a game that was dominated by Jokic. And honestly, Aaron Gordon, couple of massive plays himself. So give this Nuggets team some credit. Like, they are the defending champs for a reason. They have a lot of talent surrounding the best player in the NBA in Nikola Jokic. So Celtics fall to 48-14. Not a great game. It was entertaining, but frankly, they were kind of battling back. They were trying to stay involved the entire game. It wasn't a game where, you know, the Celtics really were in control. This was absolutely a game that Jokic controlled. And a large part of that is due to the fact that Jason Tatum just was a no-show virtually. And, you know, you need more. You need more from a lot of guys. So overall, tough. But Celtics, their lead went from 8 to 7.5 games up on the Milwaukee Bucks. So, yes, it sucks. But, yeah, more importantly, the Celtics stayed healthy. And I think there are some learning opportunities here. And I don't think we're going to expect a game this poorly, played this poorly from Jason Tatum again. Well, at least I hope not. You know, I'm sure it might happen, but here's to hoping. But you do need other guys to step up in that absence. That's the issue. Like, the Celtics have 6 very good players, 5 of which, the starting 5, can all go out, give you 20+. Jason Tatum didn't have a great game. Derek White, Drew Holiday, neither of them really stepped up in their absence either. So you need at least 3 of the 5 guys to go out and play well. Didn't really happen tonight. But that's where we're going to wrap things up. Tough loss, but we move on. Celtics still pretty tough stretch of basketball here. They do play Saturday night, Celtics at Suns. Not sure when that podcast is going to come out. Going to be away, but probably get it out on Sunday. And then they're, again, on the road Monday as well. Celtics at Trailblazers. So lightens up a little bit there. But Suns, another tough matchup. Another tough matchup. So hopefully Celtics stop this losing skid, move back into the win column, and start another streak here. Have a great night, Celtics fans. We'll talk soon. You couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?